Do you wanna know what makes an eyelid grow? Then everybody watch the Dean Show. The Dean Show.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. I'm Eddie, your host. You're watching The Dean Show. And this week on The Dean Show, we're going to be talking about something that's very, very, very important. All the topics are important, but this one especially, because we as those who have submitted ourselves entirely to the one God, the same God of Jesus, Abraham, Noah, Moses, and the last and final message of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the one Creator, we stay away from all evilness, all evil deeds, adultery, fornication, eating the pig. We won't even say that word sometimes, but we'll end up a lot of times slandering somebody, backbiting somebody. So we stay away from, we do the prayers, we do the physical, many of the physical things that we need to do, the spiritual things. And this is one of the things that are so heavy on the scale, the day of judgment, that it can land you by saying good words, it can land you in the paradise. By saying evil words, it can land you in the hellfire. So we're going to be talking about this topic. When we come back with Sheikh Ibrahim Zidane, sit tight, we'll be right back on The Dean Show.
This is The Dean Show.
This is The Dean Show.
This is The Dean, this is The Dean Show.
This is The Dean Show. This is The Dean Show.
This is The Dean, this is The Dean Show.
This is The Dean Show. This is The Dean Show.
This is The Dean, this is The Dean Show.
This is The Dean Show. This is The Dean Show.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Peace be unto you, Shaykh.
Allahu alaikum assalam.
Welcome back in town again.
It's my pleasure. It's always good to be here.
And I'm always glad that you take the time to visit us here at the studio.
It's my pleasure.
Alhamdulillah, time is short. Thank you very much. We're going to be talking. You see, when I opened up the show, I talked about now we as those Muslims. Muslim is one who submits himself or herself entirely to the one God, the Creator, not the sun, not the moon, not a man or woman, but the Creator of all these things. And we pray five times a day. And these are the obligatory prayers, but you can pray optional prayers. So we pray, we fast, you know, we give in charity. We avoid taking the life of an innocent soul. We avoid adultery, fornication. We avoid a lot of these major sins. But some people, they avoid all these sins, and they won't even say the word pig, some people, because it's a filthy animal, but they'll end up slandering their brother or their sister. They'll backbite them, and they don't understand the heaviness of this tongue and the evil that it can cause. So we want to define what is backbiting. Because some people will say, you know what, I'll say it in their face. So what's the problem if I say it if they're not there? Because this is the truth, even though it's causing a lot of corruption and disunity. So maybe let's start off with what Islam has to say about the definition of backbiting.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam ala rasulullah. Before saying the definition of backbiting, it's very important to understand the status of one's tongue. We know that iman goes to the basis of our religion, which is iman, faith, the belief. Belief is not just something in the heart. Belief, it's something in the heart, deeds done by the heart, and things that we say with our mouth, and things that we do with the different parts of our bodies. If we relate what we say to our belief, that would make the Muslim realize that our words is our actions. Actions are words and words are actions. So we have to make sure that we say what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stay away from what displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The tongue is the only muscle in one's body that never gets tired. We can speak and talk the whole day. We don't get tired with our tongues. So how can we act according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us? There are things that we need to do that we are ordered in the Quran and in the Sunnah of the Prophet to do. And there are things that we need to stay away from, one of which is backbiting or slandering, lying, and so on and so forth. The definition of backbiting defined by the Prophet ﷺ, when he asked the companions radiallahu anhum, أَتَدْرُونَ مَا الْغِيبَ, he told them, do you know what الْغِيبَ means? And this is the Arabic word of backbiting. الْغِيبَ literally means something that is unseen from الْغَيْب. That means you're saying something about someone without his presence. The companions radiallahu anhum, they asked the Prophet ﷺ what it is. The Prophet ﷺ said, ذِكْرُكَ أَخَاكَ بِمَا كَرَهُ, that you mention your brother by something that he dislikes. That's it. That's the definition of backbiting.
So it can be. It can actually be true.
This is actually what backbiting is. That it's true.
But he will dislike it. Like, let's say that you're not there, and there's two brothers or two sisters, and they're talking. But if that person was there, they would object to that. They wouldn't like that.
Right. Even if they have the ability to say it in front of their face, still it's considered to be backbiting.
So that's not justification. I would say it even if they were here, because that's the excuse a lot of people use. Say,
the companions of the Imam, they asked the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what if what I'm saying isn't my brother? It's true. I'm not lying. He said, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if what you're saying is true, that's ghibah, that's backbiting, that's what is haram, that is what's a major sin. But if you're saying something that is not in him, this is a higher level of a sin, which is an namima or slandering, that you committed a worse sin. So you can say, or you can fall into the backbiting by a word saying so-and-so, the short guy, he's short, or the tall, or the greedy, or the liar, or whatever there is. To the extent of which, and many people do not know this, you don't have even to say a word. If you tell me, for example, how is Brother Muhammad doing? And I do like this. This is backbiting. Because that, what does that mean?
Which
means that he's not that good.
With your facial expression, that's with your body language,
because
65, they say 65% of communication is done like physically. So you're physically communicating that, you know.
And you add to this, if you ask me about a brother and I say, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all, that's backbiting. I didn't say anything bad. I even made dua, supplication that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide him, right? Yeah. What is that? What's a beautiful statement. But I said it in a way that means he's on something wrong.
You're saying he's misguided.
Right.
Because he needs the guidance.
Yeah. Yeah. So that by itself is backbiting. Unless there are certain exceptions to backbiting. If I want you to help me in trying to fix a problem in him, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
But just to put down a brother, to step on someone so that people are higher, this is how the mentality of some people are.
Yeah.
For you to be high, you have to step on someone.
Now, Shaykh, it's so beautiful that, you know, if you testify what you believe, that there's no God but the one God, that we only want to worship Him alone, you know, and you testify, that's one word that's heavy, so heavy on the scale, and that Allah, is it true, can be, you know, pleased with you by saying these good words, that you can have a reservation in Jannah because of these good words. But talk to us, the flip side, people don't understand, isn't there this hadith that talks about it, the flip side, that one word, that evilness, is like not restraining yourself from saying bad things, you can win yourself a seat in the hellfire.
The Prophet ﷺ said in an authentic hadith, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَا يَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ, that a slave of Allah, human being, would say a word, just one word.
Just one.
Just one word. مِنْ سَخَطِ اللَّهِ, that bring the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A sinful word, that he's not aware that it would reach that level of being a sin. It would make him fall into the hellfire for 70 years.
Wow.
You know that we enter the fold of Al-Islam with the word of mouth, of course, after the conviction of the heart. But in the outside appearance, once a person says, La ilaha illallah, I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah and the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ is the final messenger, he becomes a Muslim with the word of tongue. A word of tongue can take the person outside the fold of Al-Islam. If a person mocks the religion, if a person curses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa al-'ayadhu billah, or something like this. So we need to make sure that anything we say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Nothing that a person would say, unless there is two angels are writing down what is being said. So it's either going to be in the balance of good deeds or in the balance of bad deeds. This life is about fulfilling the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fulfilling the rights of others. The honor and dignity of a human being, of a Muslim, is something that is so sacred and to be protected. The same way that I don't have the freedom to punch someone, to hurt someone physically, or to take one's money, as important as this is to protect the honor and dignity of a human being. That once you say something bad about a human being, as if you are shedding the blood of this human being, as if you are taking his money, no laws on the face of earth would allow this to happen.
Yes.
And the same thing in Islam, we're not allowed to attack the honor and dignity of someone by putting them down.
We're going to take a break, Shay, and we'll continue on with this very, very important topic here on The Deen Show. Sit tight, we'll be right back.
I started asking deeper questions.
The question I want people to really ask themselves is, when you come back from a night on the town, you've been drinking, you've been boozing, you've been dancing, you've been hanging out with girls, guys, whatever. Number one, did you improve yourself as a human being? Number two, did you contribute anything to the betterment of humanity? The amazing thing is that the most advanced studies in psychology about human happiness show that these are the two key factors in making people profoundly happy.
I take 5 minutes out of my day and pray to the Creator and none of the creations, and I feel a deep internal peace. And I still have my normal life.
Back here on the Dean Show, Islam, submission to the one God. That's how you get that peace that we're all looking for. All the messengers of God, they taught it, they brought it, and that's where we're continuing the legacy. Right. We're not following a new religion. It's the same way of life that all the messengers of God, including Jesus, peace be upon, they lived this way of life. And how beautiful it is that even these details aren't left out. Protecting a human's honor and their dignity by making sure that you don't oppress someone, not just with your hands, but with the tongue. So let's continue on, Sheikh, talking about, please, that isn't there, we have the Quran, the verbatim word of God, and then we have the example of the last and final messenger sent to mankind, the Prophet Muhammad, his authentic sayings. So isn't there also a saying that, like in the morning, that the body is pleading with the tongue to be upright? Because of this tongue, you could end up actually getting killed by someone, because arguments, quarrels start, you can divide a family, you can really hurt your brother or sister, make him cry, make him shed tears, you know, or you can do something upright. And this is what Islam has encouraged you to be upright. Can you take it from here and talk to us about that?
Right. This is what you mentioned, is that the whole different parts of the body would plead with the tongue, because the tongue is basically leads them to either their salvation and goodness or their own destruction. The tongue is like the spokesperson for the heart. And see, even there's so many things to be talked about, really. But when you look even at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us physically, you see how the tongue is created? Mm-hmm. That it's not out, makes the human being looks, you know, not very decent. But it's protected. You have the teeth, you have the mouth, you have the lips. So that it stays in there.
Yeah.
Unless you think that there's a benefit of speaking, then you start speaking.
Now you can bring it out.
Right.
Yeah.
But not that it's just out like the eyes, for example. No, it's something that has been protected and we should protect it. And we see in the Qur'an and the Sunnah, the way of the Prophet ﷺ, and the actions of the Prophet ﷺ, and the action of the early generations of Islam, that basically comprises the religion. The Qur'an, when it talked about backbiting, it gave a very severe example. It says, أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُوَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُهُ. Would you love that you would eat the flesh of your brother dead? This is the example of someone backbiting someone, as if you killed him or he's dead, and you're eating his flesh dead.
This is what the Creator of the heavens and earth is saying in the in the glorious Quran,
right,
the verbatim word of God.
Right. And wow, the Quran does not exaggerate. This is not exaggeration. When you backbite someone, exactly as if you eating that flesh of that brother dead, you're eating it. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ, when two of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, they said something about their servant. The servant was sleeping, and when they asked for food and they heard that the servant is sleeping, they said, one of them said, he sleeps too much. That's it. He sleeps too much. When they went to the Prophet ﷺ to ask for food, the Prophet ﷺ said to the messenger that they sent, go tell them that I see the meat of your brother between your teeth. The Prophet ﷺ also was not exaggerating. He was seeing something that we cannot see. And when he went back and he told them that, and they said, how is that? Well, the Prophet ﷺ told them that you already ate. So they asked the Prophet ﷺ, how did we eat? He said, you ate the flesh of your brother. He is your brother. It doesn't mean that he is your servant, that you can just say things about him to that he would dislike for you to say. To that extent, this beautiful religion of Islam protected the honor of the human being. The Prophet ﷺ, in the farewell pilgrimage, he stood in front of all the companions for one generation to the other to take these words. He said, كل المسلم على المسلم حرام. All the Muslim on the Muslim is haram, is sacred, is protected. His body, his wealth, and his honor and dignity. This is something to be protected, not for anybody to cause any harm to this. So this is our deen, this is our religion, is to protect the human beings from the evil within their own selves.
This is amazing, amazing. Now, we as students who want to learn this knowledge, we hear the Quranic, the ayahs of the Quran and the hadith, and then we want to sit with scholars, people such as yourself, who can comment on these things just so we don't get it wrong. Now, there's another authentic narration from the last final message sent to mankind, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and comment on this, where even the details of when is the most beneficial to speak, you know, he talked about, is it true, like inviting the good, or inviting someone to give in charity, to give in charity, or reconciling between two individuals. So besides this, you know, many of us, they say, psychologists, that, you know, men, they speak like 12,000 words or something a day. Women speak like 25,000. Mm. So now, if the Prophet, peace be upon him, is saying this is where you're getting rewarded. So now you spending, let's say, 2 hours on the phone or in a halaqa, in the coffee shop, and the mouth is just going off, the meter's running. Mm. What do we do? Do we have to like bite this tongue and not let it go? Because are you going to definitely, from all these words, how much words are actually beneficial, and how many of them are just, you're wasting time and you're accumulating sin?
One of the leaders of this deen, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, he said that there's three cases before you speak, you need to understand them.
Three of them.
If you know that you're going to speak about something evil, then definitely do not say anything. If you know for sure that you would say something that is good, then say it. It doesn't have to be something about the religion. I can tell you how you're doing, the weather is nice. Something like this to break the ice between people, to make them feel comfortable. This is something absolutely good for a person to say. The third thing, if you're not sure whether what you're going to say is going to be good or not, it's going to bring what is good or to bring what is evil, in that case, you do not say anything. So out of three cases, you only speak in one case. So that means we are originally quiet, till proven otherwise. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Not like we're talking till we prove to ourselves that we're saying something wrong. No, we don't talk till we see that there's some benefit in speaking.
Okay, so now let's give some practical examples. Mm-hmm. Some people more than others like to be on the phone. Mm-hmm. And you know, even though nowadays, you know, even a cell phone, they're telling us, you know, this radiation is bad for you. Mm-hmm. Now, for the person who's used to being on the phone the whole day, let's say 2-3 hours a day, or an hour, what advice? Should they be on the phone that long?
Hmm. Well, if there's a benefit...
That's what you just said.
No. If there's no benefit, it's just talk and talk. The more the person talks without paying attention of what he's saying or she's saying, the more easier for the person to fall into the sin. It's very easy to...
It's inevitable. It's gonna, Shaitan's right. Gonna come and he's gonna slip something in. Next thing you know, you're having you're bashing someone, right. and now you're accumulating that.
Because Shaitan, the devil, is working very hard and diligently.
Yeah.
And he would just, it feels good to backbite. This is...
It feels good?
It makes you higher than that person. Oh. What it means when I say such a person is not good, that means I'm good. See what I'm saying? So it feels good for a person to backbite, to put people down.
Yeah,
because this is how people would elevate themselves, or this is how they think. But when we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected us from this, and we should not complete our iman till we love for our brothers what we love for ourselves, and once we do that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would elevate the levels of a person that would control himself only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah.
So instead of being busy with this, there's so many good things to be busy with. We're living in a world where there's so much suffering in it.
Yeah.
And what's wrong with getting ourselves and time busy to help those who are needy, to do what is right? There's nothing wrong with giving ourselves time to joy and so on, but with the permissible acts, not to do something that is wrong.
Brothers in some of these coffee shops, and they're they're sitting around talking and yapping away. And what's that stuff that they call you smoking? It's not nicotine, but it's some kind of flavor. What is that? You have these in a lot of these restaurants.
Right.
What is it called?
In Arabic, I'm not sure.
But you know what I'm talking about, right? And they sitting there talking, drinking coffee, and you know, again, 3-4 hours, and sometimes even the salat passes because you're so intrigued in this conversation.
Right.
And then you got the sisters. Even in some masjids, they'll get together and they're having a halakha, complaining about their husbands, and these are the practical things that are going on.
Right.
What advice do we have for both? For the brothers and the sisters yapping away, and you know what? If it's of no benefit, accumulating sin.
It is no benefit and it would cause harm, unless there's a need for such a thing. For example, if a woman is asking a question, what to deal with her husband, is it permissible or not permissible, there's nothing wrong with that. A person going to the judge, for example, saying such and such took from me this, he did this harm to me, this is not considered to be backbiting. If a person wants to get married, for example, or the father of his daughter, she wants to get married, and they're asking about that person, should you just say the good things because you don't want to backbite? No, it's an amana, it's a trust, that you have to say the evil things before the good things. Because now it's something that would affect this relationship. You see someone going into a business transaction with someone, you know that he is a thief or he takes the money of the people, then you need to go advise him. This is all not backbiting. So whatever brings goodness, it's not considered to be backbiting. But things just to kill the time and to enjoy oneself, and we have to make sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what's in our hearts and what's our intentions when we say things. So we have to be watchful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and control that tongue. And as we heard before, it's even with the body language, with a word that might sound very nice, but you said it in a context that would undermine this brother, then it becomes not permissible.
And may the Creator of the heavens and earth protect us from all the evil and help us to do good. We'll be right back with more here on The Deen Show.
I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone.
There'll always be someone that'll be there to say something negative. But at the same time, there'll be someone there to say something positive also. So just hold on to the rope of Allah.
Everything in this universe rely and need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The Quran says, don't kill women, don't kill children, don't kill the old people, don't attack the civilians. This is what the Prophet Muhammad told us.
Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said that the Prophet never ever start a war against anybody.
Now, upon investigating all the religions, I remember finding out the meaning of what Islam is, what a Muslim is. Those who surrender themselves to God is a Muslim. Those who surrender, submit to God, God's will. That is it. Islam was pure. It was just, you just pray to God, your creator.
This is The Deen Show.
Back here on The Deen Show with Sheikh Ibrahim Zidane, and we're encouraging people to say good or be quiet. Can we say that? Talk good, say good words, or just be quiet. I want to, before we wrap things up, you know, the mother of the believers, we all make mistakes. You know, can you comment on when the Prophet, peace be upon him, even corrected his own wife and what she said and the significance of it? Just if this word would have been thrown in the sea, it would have darkened it. Just comment on this.
With Aisha radiallahu anha, when she said something about one of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she said just one word, and it's something to mean that she was short. Just that. And the Prophet ﷺ told her, you said a word that if it's to be mixed with the ocean, it would contaminate it. So showing her that this one word is not an easy thing. Came out of the mouth, we don't think of what came out of our mouths. But it's written, and it attacked the honor and dignity of someone. And the Prophet ﷺ, again and again, he does not exaggerate. So imagine something would contaminate all the oceans on the face of earth. You know, the oil spill and what happened.
Yeah.
Imagine that just one thing would contaminate the whole oceans on the face of earth. Backbiting would do this if it was something physical. So it's by the mercy of Allah that it does not transform to something physical. Otherwise, we won't be able to live our lives because of how much evil that is being spread. So the Prophet ﷺ correcting his wife in Jannah, Aisha radiallahu anha, which shows that we as human beings, we're not supposed to be perfect, sinless people, but when we fall into a mistake, we return with repentance and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. But repentance from backbiting is a bit difficult than repenting from a sin that has to do with the person alone. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you ask His forgiveness, plus you need to ask forgiveness from that one person that you backbited. But if you do that, he might get very angry with you. It might even sever the relationship far worse. So in that case, the ulama, they say, do not go to the one that you backbited him. You don't go to him and you say, I talked about you in front of a whole bunch of people in a bad way. Instead, make dua, supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for such a person. Give charity on his behalf. Do something good. Mention him in a good way in the same gathering if you can, so that this will be in the balance of his good deeds in the day of judgment, so that you don't even bring more harm in your relationship.
So almost coming to a close, and we want the best for everybody. And you know, along with Islam calling the human being to what the purpose of life is, giving them all the instructions on how to be successful in this life and the next, like no other way of life. The Quran, the verbatim word of God, we invite people to read it, and it has everything from A to Z, how a human being needs to live so you can be successful, as I said, not only this life, but definitely with Jannah, paradise, in the next. This detail, which is such a major detail, it's a major sin and breaks homes or makes homes with that tongue. So how could, again, you know, the individual that is just so used to, it makes them feel good, you know? It makes them kind of like, by putting the other person down, they're just so addicted to it. And it's just that one person that jumps into the masjid, or, you know, and they get the whole crew going and everybody starts going. How could the person that finds themselves, they don't like it, but then they end up getting into it by someone else starting it. What should that person do? Let's start with that person.
This is a very good point, because the one that falls into the sin of backbiting is not just the one that is saying it. It's also the one that is hearing it and not saying anything about it. And this has an evidence at the time of the Prophet ﷺ. The example that I mentioned earlier, the Prophet ﷺ said to both of them, in which one only said something about the servant. The Prophet ﷺ said to both of them, both of you have ate the flesh of your brother.
Both.
Both. So whether you are listening to backbiting or saying the backbiting, it's the same. That means we are not to be in the same crowd where people are backbiting. If somebody backbites someone in front of us, we either we leave or we say something in a nice way that this is not appropriate. If you see someone stealing money from someone or beating someone up, you won't just stay quiet. So the same thing when it comes to backbiting. This religion, one thing I wanted to say, that people need to look into the beauty of the religion of Islam. If people would recite the Quran and see the way of the Prophet ﷺ and the life of the Prophet ﷺ, this is the perfect example to all humanity. That's why there's no need for another messenger to come. It's all there. And people should see the miraculous words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in this manners and the words of tongue and all of our actions, to fulfill the purpose of our life, and that is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
It's amazing, because when you worship the Creator, not that He needs it, you become upright, you become a better human right. being. And these things that we're talking about, it just, when you stay away from it, isn't it, you feel better. But when you fall into this, doesn't it, you accumulate those black spots on the heart, and you start to feel the evil effects of the sin?
Right, and it makes the person like intoxicated on the face of earth. Uh-huh. We need to be sober away from these things.
Yeah.
By knowing exactly that we have a purpose in our life. We're not just living for no purpose. There's a purpose. And how to fulfill this purpose? By protecting our rights and the rights of others. And before all of that, the rights to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Last closing comments and suggestions. We gave the advice for the person who's sitting with the person who's slandering or backbiting. Get away. Correct them. But the person who's initiating it, that person who's addicted to it, you know what, you penetrated their heart, they heard the Quran and the advice from the Prophet, peace be upon him, and you know they got some fear in them and they don't want to do it, but they might fall back into it. What advice do you have for them, Shaykh?
The advice is that we need to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we need to be watchful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we need to compare this life to the hereafter. We have certainty that we would leave this life, and we have certainty that there's a hereafter which is an everlasting one. Compare between both, definitely we should choose the everlasting one. It doesn't mean that we would have misery on the face of earth, but we need to live on the face of earth in the ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us. It would never be misery. What is a bad thing for us to control the ways that we say things? The company. One last thing is, who is your companion? Who is your friend? Because the Prophet ﷺ said, "Al-mar'u 'ala dini khalili," that you have the same religion as your friend. So if your friend is backbiting, you would fall into the same sins. So we need to choose our friends. We need to be with those who would remind us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not the ones that would attack the honor and dignity of others.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Again, may God Almighty, the Creator, Allah, reward you for being with us. Thank you so much. And thank you for sitting through another episode of The Deen Show. As the last and final messenger sent to mankind said, he said, for those who believe in the Creator of the heavens and earth, in the last day, say what is good or be quiet. And you can't go wrong by just being quiet and watching that tongue, because as we got to hear, that tongue can land you in paradise or the hellfire. May God Almighty protect us from that hot, hot fire. And may we do so much good, and may we worship the creator of the heavens and earth, serve him the way that he has told us to serve him, not according to our desires, but the way that has been revealed in the verbatim word of God, the Quran, and the authentic sunnah, the authentic sayings of the last and final messenger sent to mankind, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And we'll see you next time here on the Deen Show. Until then, peace be unto you.